بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a dance on questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atal, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Brother Suhail. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much.
So, Brother Suhail, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of death, al-maut, which is very important, a very controversial topic. So many religions, so many denominations, so many, we can say, mystical movements all around the world have tackled the issue of death. But for Islam, death is not the finish line of the life of a person. In better words, it might be the start of a new life. Now, if it is a new life, why so many people fear death?
Okay, so the concept of death, or general concept, maybe we change this from death to fear, because why do we fear
death?
Anything that is in relation to fear have some things. One is lack of knowledge. That's what causes fear. If you don't know about something, it will cause fear about that certain thing. Second is preparedness. Maybe you know that death is not the end, but you are not prepared for the hereafter. And therefore, because you don't know when your death will come, you fear that if I go and I have not earned enough to survive there, that's when I start fearing death.
Yes.
You see, usually most of the people are alarmed and fearful upon hearing the word death, and to them death appears dreadful and terrifying, whereas according to the Islamic ideology, this terminology or this subject has a different appearance and can be perceived in a different manner. We had the Shahadat of Amirul Mumineen alayhi salam.
In the holy month of Ramadan, 21st of Ramadan, okay?
Yeah.
That's right.
And when I was going through his masaib, there are some things that opened my eyes. We can see the same thing going between Amirul Mumineen alayhi salam during his shahadat time. Then we'll see regarding it to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, where when Bibi Zainab alayhi salam was asked that, I have killed, your Lord has killed your Hussein. So how do you feel? He says, I have not seen anything but beauty.
Ma ra'aita illa jamila.
Yeah.
This is what Lady Zainab said.
Yeah. The same thing, I saw it in regards to Amir al-Mu'mineen. When he was stricken with the sword and he was brought home, Bibi Umme Kulsum was crying a lot and a lot and a lot. I tried to find in the books that were written and explaining the procedure. Amirul Mumineen was saying that, oh my daughter Umme Kulsum, if you were here, you could see what I see, you wouldn't be crying but happy for me. For I see my brother, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hamza and Jafar are telling me that we welcome you. They are welcoming me and it's light and it's beautiful. You see? So the reason I brought this shahada is because it was recently. And also we had this from some narrations that Imam Ali also said that he was near death. He was experiencing a near death before he passed away to receive the martyrdom. And this is what he says, that he saw the beauty of living from this material world to the other world. And also, this is from the traditional speaking way. But if you want to live the traditional speaking way, you want to see how death can affect a person. We have seen some NDE experiences in this world with many people.
Near-death experience.
Yeah,
yes.
And the near-death experiences. Yes. And we had a story of one of the doctors who used to do surgeries on people for years. He was a Christian, but he wouldn't believe on the concept of life after death.
Yes.
You see? And after when now, this is amazing. So after some time, he developed a problem that has no solution, and the only solution was him to die because of being very complex. Now, because he himself being a doctor, when he was in ICU, he gives and reveals what he experienced. Yes. So a person who never believed in life after death, now he's still alive, and he's still he's one of the defenders of the world after this world. A complex world, the other world, other place, apart from this world, by explaining his experiences. Because now that he knows, and when he was asked about how was he approached by death, and he was saying that after leaving this material world or leaving my body in some temporary time, I would see myself in this kind of places, which was really good and really, we would call it ilme huzuri. So it was something that he was...
Knowledge by presence.
Yeah, yes. Knowledge by presence, and it was presence for him. And he would never deny it because it was very much in his belief. So because of not having the knowledge of death, yes, a lot of people are confused and...
Just look at the picture that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam made for his companions on the day of Ashura, that, oh my companions or comrades, be patient, because death is nothing but a bridge that takes you from the hardships to the heavens, you know? So, and he says that, he asked them the question, who of you is not ready to be transferred from a prison to a palace into the other world? Whereas death for your enemies is like transferring from the palace to the prison. So how beautiful it is pictured,
yes,
you know?
Yes, very
death
nice.
Is, we can say, is the first, as you said, a station for the people who pass away from this world. And it is a new life, the start of a new life for so many people, you know, who did good good things. Death can be sweet for some people, isn't it? And sore for some others.
Yeah.
The people who are especially, we can say, very much dependent on the materialistic world.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah. We worship Allah and no one but Allah.
That's all right. So what to do to have a sweet death? I mean, what should we do in life, you know, in order to have a sweet death?
So one of them would be to be pious.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what Allah has told you to do and what He has told you to refrain from. This is the easiest way to understand, as we spoke about it, that pious removes fear and sorrow,
yes,
from every other thing apart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have. And death is one of those items where you won't have sorrow if you understand the concept of life in the hereafter. You understand the ma'rifat of Allah.
Yes.
If you have the ma'rifat of Allah, you have the ma'rifat of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, and you have the ma'rifat of the wilaya, the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam. And that's when we see that a person can come out from that stages and frights of fear. As we can see that we have, as we were talking regarding reasons for fear of death. So maybe if I would say again, what are the reasons of fearing death? We can understand from those concept of how to not fear death. So one is not having a correct insight. So what is the solution in this concept? for not fearing death is actually now having a correct insight of death.
Yes.
Know about death from the Holy Quran, from the Ahadith. By knowing this, you are much more prepared for death than if you had no information. Two is a new and unfamiliar path. Find your ways to understand death again. Find that bridge, as we say. You try to understand, okay, this is a new path. I am scared. But alhamdulillah, this path is not hidden. Allah has brought for us in the Holy Quran as well as in the traditions that we find, that unfamiliar path becomes the path that now it becomes familiar. So once it's familiar, we won't fear death. And the third one is lack of preparation, where I said one of the ways is to become muttaqi, pious one, and do what Allah has told you to do.
That's
refrain
right.
from what Allah has told you, even in the first stage.
Mm-hmm.
Allah doesn't say that you become like the best of best using all three stages till the end. For any person who is busy in daily work and stuff, the least he could do is this.
Yes.
Do the wajibat.
Yes.
Refrain from muharramat.
Okay.
That's it. Nothing more is required from him. Inshallah.
Doing tawbah, paying haqqun nas.
Yes.
We can say giving back the trust or amana which is in your hand. We can say doing the wajibat, like your salats, like your psalms, okay?
Yeah.
Selecting an inheritor, an heir for yourself, a vasi for yourself, okay? Or writing last will and testament. These are all the actions that are wajib, according to so many of the fuqaha of the Muslims, especially for those who, for example, are sick, and they know that they won't live very much long. And in any way, committing suicide or euthanasia, okay, which is the mercy killing. We know that nowadays in some countries, unfortunately around the world, mercy killing or euthanasia is approved by the parliament or something like that, okay? That the people who feel sick, they can, for example, order a doctor or something to have a mercy killing, to kill them or something like that. These are all forbidden acts according to the religion of Islam up until the time of the death comes by itself. That's all right. Anything missed, Brother Suhail?
For this one?
Yeah.
Okay. So in regards to...
So all in all, if we are good people, as you said, muttaqi people, pious people, there would be no reason to fear death.
Yeah,
okay.
And also out of the things that we discussed, we should always care for one thing. Allah says in regarding to my right, if you do something, you have wronged me, your Lord, it is up to me to forgive you and pass you over after obviously repenting.
Yes.
Okay. In one thing that I do not interfere is in haqqun nas. You see? And in haqqun nas, we have a very broad mind and picture about it. But I would like to say very much to a person, related to one person, and that would be the parents, the spouse, the children.
Yes.
So in a small society of himself, a small community, this person has a right over his wife, a right over his kids, a right over his parents.
That's
and
right.
never to forget that. Even though we have said that we have talked related to parents, that after they pass away, we have talked about their rights. There are certain rights regarding the wife or opposite, because it shouldn't be that we are just talking male side. Even the female side, the right of the husband, the right of the kids.
Yes.
You see, we need to implement that, for they will come and haunt us on the day of judgment if we try to provide something that is not worthy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Brother Suhail, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of death or maut according to Islamic beliefs. It was very kind of you.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. The another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li ali حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي
علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن